for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Saturday afternoon service of July the 6th, 1991, the 4th of July week family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn and Irma Miller are the speakers of the afternoon.
And then the Spirit began to talk to us, and it said, I kill the Christians. I won't let them believe they're healed. And I thought, how true. I kill the Christians. I won't let them believe they're healed. Now, you see, if we can believe, all things are possible. So, you see, we need this belief, unbelief cast out of us. And it doesn't all go in one day. It really doesn't. We all have some in us. Well, to make a long story short, a minister that had passed by and went on. You know, men are the last ones to want to do anything about this. And they should be the strong ones doing it. It seems like the women are the deliverers first. Anyway, he came back and he said, I sort of feel maybe I should help you pray. And we said, yes. So he started to pray. And then pretty soon he just got up and walked away. And this thing would taunt us. And if there's anything that makes me righteously angry, it's for a demon to taunt me and make fun of us. Well, finally, we all just began to pray in the Spirit, this other lady and I. And I think maybe Glenn came out, I'm not sure. And we began to pray in the Spirit. And all of a sudden I said, we don't know. And it would say, you don't know my name. And just laugh hideously. And I had a horrible voice. And we just prayed in tongues. And all of a sudden right out of my mouth came these words. No, we don't know your name, but the Holy Ghost knows your name, and Jesus knows your name, and in the name of Jesus, I command you to give us your name. And it said, my name is unbelief, I kill the Christians. And then right away, once we got that key, we came against unbelief, and it came out. And every time I've ever seen that lady since, she always comes and hugs me and tells me what a wonderful experience that was, because she could never believe she was saved. A lot of people are like that. We have a lot of people come here and they don't believe they're saved. We have people call up and say, I'm not saved. I don't believe I'm saved. You know, Jesus had trouble with the unbelief in people because in Matthew 13:58, I'm not going to turn there, he couldn't do any mighty works in that place because of unbelief. You know, you can go into, now in this place, it's not so bad that you can't, that ministers can't get up here and minister and they don't feel everybody coming against them. But you can go into a new place, a lot of times we do, and you just feel like the walls are coming in on you they just sit and look at you like, I think you're crazy or something. And it's really hard to break through. But here, because of all Dr. Knoll down here with that intercessory prayer and all you prayer warriors, it's easy to break through. And we've seen many miracles this week. There has been all kinds of miracles that none of us know all about and what has been done in people's hearts. And you will go away from here so changed. Now, faith worketh by love, doesn't it? That, if you want the scripture, it's Galatians 5 and 6. And Glenn, when he was reading, you know, he was reading about all these curses of diseases. Now, at the last convention, we talked on curses, and I talked on why we have tumors, cancers, and these diseases. And the tapes are back there. But I believe today we're going to, as the Lord would lead us, we're going to come against the curses of sexual sins. And I mean everything from adultery, fornication, lesbianism, homosexualism, masturbation, kinky sex, illicit sex, perversion, every kind of perversion, and every kind of sexual sins that Glenn named. And I often think about a doctor's daughter and a Baptist preacher's son who come here who were first cousins and had gotten married. The parents married them off like that because they wanted to raise a superior child. And they were also kind of involved with horses and the breeding of horses, and they were trying to get, I guess it's new age. Anyway, that girl was totally insane at times. And she would stand right in the middle of a meeting like this and scream, "I'm not saved, I'm not saved." And she had two little children. Now, most of the time, children, if you marry cousins, there's something wrong with them. You know, they are not exactly all put together. But her children seemed to be all right. But she was wanting to kill herself. She had gotten in her car and drove miles and miles till she had no more money and no more gas, and they didn't know where she was. She hadn't gotten involved with a neighbor lady as a lesbian. And she just screamed she couldn't be saved. Well, we prayed for her and prayed for her for about 3 or 4 days, and it was a pathetic case. Now, how do you undo something like this? You can't tell them to go get a divorce, or would you people tell them to go get a divorce? I would never tell anybody to get a divorce. And we prayed, and I don't even know if there's any way that girl can really be free. I really don't know. Then this other fellow that was here, and he was such a sweet person. I really wept over him a lot. And he had married his half-sister, and one of the charismatic churches here had done it. And he knew that she was his half-sister, but after he had already fallen in love with her. And he was the most pathetic case, and yet he was so precious. And he never did come out of that. He never did come out of that. And you know, there's just some things. We sow seeds, and you're going to reap the seeds that you sow. The harvest is going to come. So think about it twice before you go sinning and sowing your wild oats or your seeds. Seeds of unbelief, for instance, because the harvest is going to come, and you may come to a time when you're going to have to really believe. When Glenn was talking about these pagodas, we were called to one of the international directors' houses in northern Arkansas, and he had gotten cancer. He had just waned away, and we were just startled. He was a very wealthy man, and we went in. When we went in, we saw the reason. In every room, it was all done with Oriental furniture and pagodas, even on the little light switches. Everything was dragons, and we had another minister with us. He's a little more bolder than us. I knew what it was, but I didn't say anything. But he said, "Sister, you're going to have to get rid of all this stuff and get this Oriental stuff out of here. That's what's killing your husband." She says, "I'll never do it." And he's dead today. You know, we have to sort of bend, don't we, with the Word of God. Bend toward the Word of God. Not just say, "I will never do it." And that man died and she lost her husband. And I think that is a terrible price she had to pay because of her beautiful Oriental furniture. There was all those black, you know, real shiny things. And we could stand up here and tell you of many cases. And we can tell you of many cases that come here that have been involved sexually with all kinds of men, white girls with black men with, or black girls with Japanese people. That's all against the Bible. And you may think that's new, you may think that that's the perfect thing to do. It's not the perfect thing to do. The Bible teaches to marry within your tribes or marry within your race, your color. You'll never have a happy marriage. I saw English brides come over here and Korean brides come over here, and almost all the people that had brought home these women were divorced in a little while. Just think about it a little bit. Well, Glenn, do you want to come and shall we pray? Has this touched you in any way? Do you feel we need to come against unbelief and the curse of unbelief? Not only there's a spirit of unbelief and there's a curse of unbelief. There's a spirit of sexual sins and there's also curses of sexual sins. And sometimes you can't move the spirits out until you break the curses. So we're going to did you find something?
Yeah.
Did you find that about prostitutes?
Oh, yeah, I found that. That's 3 John 2.
3 John 2.
3 John 2 is that verse.
And we all want to prosper in the spirit and in the natural also. We don't want to be living like paupers.
But I had Patty write for me different things that I talked about, and I'm just amazed at what she's written out, how she kept up with me. She's written 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 50, 55, 8, 63, 64. She's written 65 curses down here that I mentioned while I was talking. And we didn't try to find them. This is just that she was sitting here writing for me, and I had no idea that I had mentioned anyways near that. Well, I think we need to pray. We need to pray. We'll pray first about this spirit of unbelief, and we pray just about forgetfulness. And today we pray. We'll pray about this spirit of unbelief. But also, I think we need to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us of being involved in any of these things that we've talked about today. And then I will pray over the curse of it, and then we'll go through this list that she's given us here. So we'll take care of unbelief first and pray for the Lord to forgive us, Irma. You lead us in that.
Let's all pray. Sincerely pray. Dear Father.
Dear Father.
We come in the name of Jesus.
I come in the name of Jesus.
Lord, we need help.
Lord, I need help.
From unbelief.
From unbelief.
All the sins.
All the sins.
That we have, where we've spoken words and said, I don't believe that.
That I've spoken words and said that I don't believe that.
Lord, we want to be able to believe your word.
Lord, we want to be able to believe your word.
And your word has said.
And your word has said.
That if we don't believe.
That if we don't believe.
We can't be established.
We can't be established.
Lord, many of us are not established.
Lord, many of us are not established.
We're not established in the Word.
We're not established in the Word.
We're not grounded and settled in the Word.
We're not grounded and settled in the Word.
And we need your help.
And we need your help.
Lord, we confess this as sin.
Lord, we confess this as sin.
Terrible sin.
Terrible sin.
Black sin.
Black sin.
Because it's keeping us from your best.
Because it's keeping us from your best.
It's destroying our healing.
It's destroying our healing.
Destroying our bodies.
Destroying our bodies.
So we ask you to help us.
So we ask you to help
us. And cleanse us.
And cleanse us.
From these sins of unbelief.
From these sins of unbelief.
From these words we've spoken of unbelief.
From these words we've spoken of unbelief.
From our subconscious mind.
From our subconscious mind.
Thinking that you will really not heal.
Thinking that you will really not heal.
That it's too hard.
That it's too hard.
But your word says there's nothing too hard.
But your word says that there's nothing too hard.
And we believe that.
We believe that.
And Lord, right now.
Lord, right now.
We just come to you for your precious blood.
We just come to you for your precious
blood. To flow down over us.
To flow down over
and
us.
And cleanse and wash us.
And cleanse and wash us.
And purge us out.
And purge us out.
Of all these sins of unbelief.
Of all these sins of unbelief.
Your word says.
Your word says.
Whoever calls on the name of the Lord.
And whoever calls on the name of the Lord.
Shall be delivered.
Shall be delivered.
And we're calling on you now, Lord. And
we're calling on you now, Lord.
To deliver us.
To deliver us.
From unbelief.
From unbelief.
Now, you don't have to pray anymore. Just allow the blood to flow down over you, and we're going to command this unbelief to come out of you. Is that all right? Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bind you, spirit of unbelief. In the name of Jesus Christ, we break your power. We break this curse of unbelief, of not believing your word, not being established in your word. And we command you, in the name of Jesus, you spirits of unbelief, begin to come out now in Jesus' name. Breathe them out, cough them out. You have to do something. You can't just sit passive. You have to do something. Cough them out. Let them go in Jesus' name. Hate this. Hate this unbelief. Hate this unbelief. In the name of Jesus. Yes, take it all out of me. Take it all out of me. Deliver me, Lord. Deliver me from unbelief.
Deliver me,
Lord Jesus, from unbelief. We break the curse. We break the curse of unbelief. Not being able to believe we're healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
We command this to go. We're healed.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
We believe you shed your stripes. You took those stripes to heal us.
Thank
and
you.
Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you for that. In Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Jesus. Thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, now we'll work on the curses. Father, I come in the name of Jesus, and I take dominion over every foul spirit, the spirits of unbelief, and the spirits of the curses. And I bind you to the day of judgment and ask and thank you, Father, for the angels of the Lord to be here
that are here to minister with us.
Yes.
And that, Father, that they will take these spirits and bind them up and keep them till Jesus judges them at the day of judgment. Thank you for it, Father. We bind them to that cause. And your word says whatsoever we bind in on earth is bound in heaven, and what's bound in heaven, what's loosed in heaven will be loosed on earth. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, I come against the curses of our ancestral heritage and our own curses, and lift them up before you. And it is written in Galatians 3:13 that you became a curse so I don't have to bear the curse. And Satan, you hear that? Jesus bore our curse so we can be free from the curse. And I bind your familiar spirits that have followed the family lines of these curses down through the families to perpetrate them and reproduce them. And I break your assignment over us today in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And I loose us from your assignment today in Jesus' name.
Yes.
I come against the curse of idolatry and graven images and having other gods before us. I break that curse over us, the curse of Catholicism or any other god that we have had before us. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name, and I bind and your assignment over God's people. I break that curse in Jesus' name. I come against the 10-generation curse of the bastard in Jesus' name. The illegitimate, I break that curse in Jesus' name. Father, I go back for 10 generations in the 4-generational curses of idolatry, and I break the curse and take dominion over it back for 4 generations and over in our family lines. And I go back for 50 generations in our family lines in the incest and in illegitimacy. I break this curse of sexual sins and I take dominion over it, and I put the blood of Jesus to separate between the sins of our fathers and us, and I loose us from the effects of the curses of our ancestral sins, and I bind the familiar spirits and break their assignment to perpetrate it in our lives. And I take dominion over it. Now I take dominion over the curse of not keeping the word of the Lord. I take dominion over the sexual relations with our relatives, brothers, sisters, half-brothers, step-brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, any relationship in the family line of incest. I take dominion over it, and I break its dominion over every one of us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord, and I bind the spirit of it. Take dominion over having sexual relations during the time of a woman's period or the wife's period. Or if it was another time, fornication and adultery. I break that curse in Jesus' name. I come against the curse of abortion, the lesbianism, bestiality, homosexuality, familiar spirits, wizard, adultery. I come against these curses. I break their dominion. Come out of God's people. Break your assignment. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. I bind you and break your assignment. I loose us from these curses of our ancestral heritage. Or if we've been involved in the curses from our own sins, I break the assignment over it. I loose us from it in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. Holding in light esteem our mother or our father. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Smiting your mother or your father. I break that curse. Cursing your mother or your father. I break that curse. Making the blind to wonder. Making light of somebody that's blind or not helping them. I break that curse. Preventing righteous judgment. I come against that curse.
Yes.
Sexual relations with any family member. Smiting your neighbor or murder. I break the curses of it in Jesus' name. I loose us from it. Come out of these people. Come out of every one of us. Come out of me. Come out of Irma. Come out of us in Jesus' name. I break the ancestral curses, the curses that we've gotten under if we've done any of these things. I loose us from it. Come out in the name of Jesus. I thank you for cleansing and washing us in the blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for it, Father. Not keeping a vow, any vow we've made and not kept. Father, I thank you to show us that area. And I break the curse for not keeping that vow in Jesus' name. I loose us from the curse of it. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Not giving God the glory. I break the curse over us of not giving God the glory. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I thank you for Lord in Jesus' name. The areas of the congregation where the congregation is disobedient to God's word. We're cursed. We're cursed in the city
We're cursed in the field. We're cursed in the basket of our food. We're cursed in the fruit of the womb. We're cursed with the increase. We're cursed in the field and out of the field. We're cursed in these areas of our families. And I break these curses over us in the name of the Lord Jesus. We're cursed in vexation of our work of our hands. I break the curse of it in the name of Jesus. And I loose us from it in Jesus' name. We're cursed with pestilence. We're cursed with consumption. We're cursed with fever. We're cursed with inflammation. We're cursed with burning and blasting. I break these curses Amen. Over us in our physical bodies in Amen. Jesus' name. I loose us. Come out. Spirits of infirmity, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the curse of God's of the Lord not hearing our prayers, that the heavens are brass. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I break the curse of that we can't smite our enemies because of the curses upon us. I break the curse of it over us in Jesus' name. The curse of the botch, the curse of hemorrhoids, the curse of scab, the curse of itch, the curse of madness and blindness, the curse of astonishment of heart, the curse of oppression. I break these curses over us in Jesus' name. I break the curse of the botch in our knees and in our legs. And in Jesus' name, I break the curse of not serving God with gladness and with joy. Break the curse in Jesus' name. Our ancestors not giving God the glory. Our ancestors not serving God with gladness and joy. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I break the curses that have come down through the family line in Jesus' name. I break the curse of desiring of gold and silver that's offered unto God or that we have made a god of mammon. I break the curse of mammon over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I break the curse of bringing a cursed thing into our homes. Father, I thank you for showing us these cursed things so that we can remove them from our houses and from our homes in Jesus' name. Things that are hidden in the drawers or the closet or on the shelves, books that are on the shelves, show them to us, Lord, so that we can remove them from our household and out of our house in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Jesus. Taking anything that belonged to the enemy and keeping it. I break that curse over us. Being defeated in battle, I break that curse over us. Not turning back injustice from the poor, I break that curse over us. I break the curse of the house of the wicked, rebellion, the curse of rebellion. You foul spirit of rebellion and witchcraft, the occult, I break that dominion over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from the spirits of rebellion, from fortune telling and voodoo and witchcraft. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name. The curse of rock music. I break the curse of rock music in Jesus' name. I break the curse of so-called Christian rock. I break that curse in Jesus' name. I loose us from it. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose God's people and set us free in the name of Jesus. All you foul spirits, I bind you and break your assignment over God's people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. The beat of the drum of the witch doctor. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. The curse of voodoo and the drum beat of the witch doctor in rock music. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, sir. Doing the work of the Lord deceitfully. I break that curse. If any of us here have done that, Lord, forgive us. And I break the curse of it over us. Doing the work of the Lord deceitfully. Doing the work of the Lord for our own benefit. Doing the work of the Lord and not giving to God the glory of it. I break that curse over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it. Yes. I break the curse of being super spiritual.
We're so spiritual.
I break that curse, but there's another. There's another curse. What's the other one? Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, I break that curse in Jesus' name. I'm not holding back our sword from blood. I'm not standing up to that which is right. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Religious spirits, that's it. I break the curse of religious spirits. I break that curse of religious spirits in Jesus' name. In Jesus, I break the curse of false prophecy in Jesus' name. I break that curse of false prophecy in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. Come out in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. I break the curses of it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I break the curses of the disease and sickness and plagues that are not written in the book of the law. I break those curses in Jesus' name. You foul spirits, I break your dominion over God's people, and I loose you from it in Jesus' name. You curses of religious spirits, you religious spirits, I break that curse over God's people, being so religious, so pious. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. And I loose you from it in the name of the Lord. The curse of the trembling heart. I break the curse of a trembling heart of heart problems. Heart troubles and heart problems. Break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Break the curse of sugar diabetes in Jesus' name. The spirit of unforgiveness. Come against the spirit of unforgiveness in Jesus' name. And I break the curse of arthritis. You spirit of arthritis, I break your assignment over God's people. Loose us from arthritis in Jesus' name. I break the curse of it. Break the curse of kidney problems and liver problems. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Of problems in the colon and problems in the stomach. Problems in the lungs. Break the curses of it in Jesus' name. Break every curse over our bloodstream. Viruses and the things in our bloodstream. Break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Loose us. Come out in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. I break the curse of failing eyes. Failing eyes. I come against that in the name of Jesus. You spirit of failing eyes, the Lord rebuke you. I break your assignment. Spirits of losing our hearing. I come against the curse of losing our hearing. You spirits that cause us to lose our hearing. I break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. No assurance of salvation. Break that lying spirit of no assurance of salvation. You lying spirit, I break your assignment. You in Jesus' name. Lies. Spirit of lying. I bind and break your assignment in Jesus' name. You spirit of lying. I bind you and break your assignment in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Jesus. Now you familiar spirits of diseases, I bind you and break your assignment against God's people. You lying spirits, you spirits of diseases, you familiar spirits, I break your assignment over us. Spirit of cancers, cancer in the blood, cancer in the colon, cancer in female organs, cancer in the stomach, cancer in the liver, cancer in the pelvic areas, cancer in the female areas, cancer in prostate areas, cancer in any other areas of the bodies. I bind and break your assignment over God's people. I put the blood of Calvary to separate and the scars and stripes of the whipping post against these diseases. For Jesus came and bore these diseases at the whipping post so we don't have to bear them. I break your assignment in Jesus' name.
Break the curse of confusing the language of Babylon, confusing the language.
I come against the curse of Babylon, the curse of confusion of language. Come out, you curse of Babylon. I break your assignment. Come out in Jesus' name. Curse of confusion of language. I break that curse in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Babylonian curses. I break your assignment. Curses of Catholicism. I come against the curses of Catholicism. I bind and break your assignment over God's people. Loose them and come out in Jesus' name. Curses of Catholicism. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, insanity. Come against the spirits of insanity. Schizophrenia and insanity. I bind and break your assignment over God's people. insanity. I break your assignment in Jesus' name. The spirits of Eastern religions, I bind and break your assignment in God's people. I loose you from them. Spirits of meditation, spirits of ESP, spirits of the Eastern religions, I bind your assignment. I break your assignment. Spirits of karate, I break your assignment. I loose it. Put the blood to cleanse and to wash in these areas. In Jesus' name, spirits of karate and Eastern religions and ESP and Scientology and mind control spirits, I bind and break these assignments that you have over God's people to destroy God's people. I loose us from it. Yes, mind-blocking spirits that keep us from being able to think right, keep us from being able to retain the word of the Lord. I bind and break your assignment in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Mariology. You spirit of Mariology and the curse of the priest, I break your assignment in Jesus' name. You spirits of idolatry from Catholicism, I bind and break your assignment over every person that's been involved with that in Jesus' name. And praying to the saints and to the dead. Necromancy. I break that assignment in Jesus' name.
And the curse of only wanting to listen to one man preaching and nobody else.
Yes, yes. The curse of making some person an idol. I break that curse in Jesus' name. No man, no woman, no man, no woman is an idol before the Lord. Only the Lord Jesus is. I break the curse of following any certain man or woman around and listening only to what they teach. I break that curse off of you in Jesus' name. That's worship. That's worship of that person in Jesus' name. You may not bow your knee, but in your mind, in your spirit, you do. And I break that curse over you in Jesus' name. I loose you from it. I loose you from the curse of things. Loose you from the curse of things in Jesus' name. I break that curse over you, that you hold the things in high esteem when God says to hold them lightly. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name.
Leaning on the arm of flesh.
Yes, leaning on the arm of flesh instead of on the Lord.
Yes.
I break that curse over you.
Yes,
that's a yes, I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father.
Hero worship.
Yes, yes, yes. For holding somebody up as a hero. We break that time. Jesus is our only hero.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Praise you for Jesus. Jesus, you're our hero. To you be glory and praise. Thank you for your blood that cleanses and washes. Thank you for the scars and stripes of the whipping post that brings healing to us. Thank you for the crown of thorns to bring restoration to our minds. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for the suffering of Gethsemane that we don't have to in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
We didn't come against unclean spirits in the sinuses.
Oh,
in the lungs.
Yes. So sinus conditions allergies. Sinuses and allergies. Unclean spirits. Father, I come against unclean spirits. I come and break their assignment over us. I loose our mind from unclean spirits. I loose our mind from pornography and that type of filth. I break the curse of it over us. Put the blood to cleanse and to wash the very subconscious of our minds. Wash all this filth out. Erase the tape in our subconscious minds of the filth of yesterday. Cleanse us and wash us by your blood of pornography and filth. And I thank you for it. Father, I come against sinus conditions. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Break the curse in our sinus conditions. I loose us from it. Put the blood to cleanse and to wash in Jesus' name. And I come against allergies, all types of allergies. I break the curse of it over us in Jesus' name. Allergies, I bind and break your assignment in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. Father, I thank you for it. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Serpentines from eating unclean foods, things that God says is abomination. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. Serpentines, I bind and break your powers over God's people. I break your assignment. Serpentines in the joints, serpentines in the colons, serpentines behind the eyes and in the ears. I break these assignments of serpentines in the nose and in the sinus areas. I break the assignments. I loose us from it in Jesus' name. I speak cleansing by the blood of the Lord Jesus in Jesus' name. Yes, to the curse of eating and drinking blood and rare meat. I come against that in the name of Jesus. I bind your assignment, devil, that you have and your rights that you have to us because we've eaten rare meat or eaten raw meat, eat blood or drank blood. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name, and I loose us from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I thank you for it, Father. Anyone who's ever been in the rites of witchcraft and eaten drank the blood of chickens or of animals or drank the blood of humans, I break that curse in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, I loose us from the curse of blood in Jesus' name.
Spiritualism.
I come against the curse of spiritualism. I break the curse of it over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it.
And fetishes.
Fetishes. And anyone who's ever made a vow unto Satan or any other vow in any form that you have vowed a vow that wasn't unto the Lord, I break the curse of that vow and I loose you from the curse of the vow and I loose you from the words of the vow. I break the curse of it in Jesus' name. I loose you from it. I loose you from the curse of vows that's taken in organizations, in the Masons, or the Eastern Star, or the Demolays, or the Rainbow Girls, or any other organization whereby you signed or took a verbal curse or signed a pledge. I loose you from that pledge or that curse or that vow in Jesus' name. Now, I break its assignment over you and loose you from it in the name of Jesus.
Spirit of death and curse of death.
Oh, yes. You spirit of death, I take dominion over you and the curse of death. I take dominion over you and I bind your assignments against God's people and I loose you from it in the name of the Lord. Spirit of death, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Curse of death, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You have no rights to us. I take your rights away. We have, the Lord has told us that we are entitled to 70 years. And any you foul spirits of death, I break your assignment so that you cannot take us before our time. You spirit of premature death, I bind and break your assignment over us in Jesus' name. I loose us from it in the name of the Lord. I thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in Jesus' name. And I thank you. Anyone who's been involved with
Lamaze.
I break the curse of Lamaze over you in Jesus' name. That's an Eastern religion. I break the curse of Lamaze that you've been involved with. Either if you were born by Lamaze, I break that curse. If you had children by Lamaze, I break that curse. If you are mother or father and participated in it, I break the curse of Lamaze over you. And I loose you from the assignment that Satan has set against you and your children. And I loose you from it in Jesus' name. I thank you for it, Lord. I praise you for it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now, Father, I thank you for allowing the angels of the Lord to come and take up all these spirits and bind them up and keep them till the day of judgment. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it. Father, I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for Calvary, for the blood of Calvary. Thank you for the scars and stripes of the whipping post. I praise you for it, Father, and I appropriate and apply it to our physical bodies. For by the scars and stripes of the whipping post, I speak healing and restoration to our physical bodies. And I command our bodies by the scars and stripes of the whipping post to receive healing and to begin to restore yourself. I speak restoration to every physical body in Jesus' name by the authority of the word that it is written that Jesus gives us life and health. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus. All, yes, all grief and sorrow. I bind and break your assignment over God's people. All grief and sorrow. For whatever reason, grief and sorrow. All types of fear. I bind and break your assignment in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Now, let's stand up and praise the Lord. We praise you, Father, for your deliverance. We praise you for the authority of the name that you've given us. That's above every name, the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, whereby we may be set free. We thank you for the blood of Calvary, whereby we may be cleansed and washed. We thank you for the scars and stripes of the whipping post to bring healing to us. We thank you for the sufferings of Gethsemane, Lord. We thank you for it, Father. We praise you for it, Father. Now, Father, we thank you for the Holy Ghost to fill every area that's been vacated so that we'll be full, so there'll be no place for Satan to come and find, swept and clean, where he can return to and bring others back. We thank you for the Holy Ghost to fill every area of our vessels. We invite you, Holy Ghost, to fill us, Father, with the Holy Ghost, so that we're filled and full of you, and not a place that's cleansed and empty, but we're full of the Holy Ghost, that Jesus shall be glorified in and through us, that we walk in the righteousness of your word, and that we come to a greater understanding of your word, Father, so that we can yet come to a greater cleansing and washing, so that you can indwell us, that is all in all, that you are all in all within us. And I praise you and I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Doc, can you come here and help us? Praise you, Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for the food that's been prepared for us today. We thank you for making health and strength to us. We thank you for your blessings in the night service, your anointing upon the night service. And we thank you for all, Lord, that you're taking care of who has traveled home today or will yet travel before the day's over. We thank you, Father, for the blood of Jesus to be over them, the angel of the Lord to be with them. They shall rejoice in thee as they travel. And we thank you for your protection over them. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.